Yep. 100 bitches. Congratulations, C's.
Congratulations to you.
All right, everybody, 100 episodes. Can you fucking believe it? 2.5 fucking years doing this shit. Right here, smoking joints, giving away free shit. Shout out to everybody who's won free shit. Give me a thumbs up in the chat if you have won free shit in the first 100 episodes of this show. I know you're out there. Show some love. Thumbs up. Give the video a thumbs up. Tell your homies to watch this shit if they want free shit. But yeah, congrats to us. We made it 100 fucking episodes. So with that said, I'm in a bit of a shitty mood. I think we're going to handle something, some business right off the top of the show, and then we're going to get into some good fun shit. We're going to have some fun today and give away a bunch of shit. But I know there's a bunch of people here interested in me talking about this Top Dog bullshit. So without further ado, everybody, so this is a stupid fucking story. This isn't that juicy. This is actually pretty fucking dumb, but we're gonna move right through it just because something's happened, and I'm just gonna tell the whole fucking story because I'm kind of sick of all this shit. So I don't like Top Dog. Top Dog doesn't like me, and that's fucking fine. No big deal there, but I'm just gonna tell the story. So about 8 fucking years ago, there was a trade show up in like Longmont, Colorado. Not even a trade show. A grocery store was trying to throw an open air drug market type event 8 years ago in Longmont, and I made a post saying this is fucking stupid. I said it was fucking stupid because Longmont is one of the worst unfriendly weed places in all of Colorado. I knew that. All the people that just came here from out of state, New York, Washington, Virginia, all these people showed up to do this event, and I basically commented saying, this is fucking stupid, don't do that. To which JJ then fucking tried to troll me for the past 8 fucking years, because flash forward 4 years later, I'm in Vegas playing cards playing blackjack in Vegas on a hot streak about 2 in the morning. My phone rings, and it's fucking... or get a text from Top Dog, and he's saying, I know you're a rat, I know you called the cops on us, I know it was you. And I'm like, what the fuck are you even talking about, dickhead? And of course, it's about 4 years after they tried to do this event. It only took 4 years on Main Street with a giant fucking event for the cops to show up and shut it down. And Top Dog, for 8 plus fucking years, has been telling anybody and everybody he can, Jason called the cops on that event, and he's a narc. He completely made it the fuck up, he has zero proof, and I fucking don't like him. I never liked him ever since that. But with that said, so the past 8 years, Top Dog has walked past my booth at any trade show we've been at and flipped me off. I think it's our cute little game. I laugh every time he walks by. He flips me off, but no big fucking deal. Flash forward to basically yesterday. This is when shit decides to get a little fucking weird. So Top Dog had basically been reaching out saying that he wanted to clear the air and throw the olive branch out through a couple of the people that work for me and through Daz and Caesar and BK, and saying, you know, like, he doesn't have a problem, he wants to be friends and shit. Well, it come to find out not that long ago, JJ was in Astor Club in New York City talking all kinds of shit about me and Dark Horse publicly in a building with a lot of people around. So once I found that out, I just threw him on the block list because he asked to be unblocked. So when I found out he was still talking all that stupid shit, I just blocked him, because why do I want someone to follow me that's literally just looking for information to go talk stupid shit about? So with that said, I just blocked him, and took a couple of days for him to figure out that he was blocked. But then yesterday he called Caesar screaming mad, calling me a fucking cunt and everything else under the book about how I'm fucking, you know, I'm a piece of shit and I don't know how to do business right and everything else. And he says that he knows that we are breaking the law and to watch out for the MMED, because they're going to be coming. And then, when I basically called him out and I was like, fucking call him, bro. First of all, you're too fucking stupid to understand that we're not breaking the law. We have a hemp license and a hemp warehouse. Hemp seeds are fucking legal. And your whole point was that, oh, I'm changing my stance now. Or I wouldn't say changing my stance. I would say he called back to say, I never said I was going to call the med. I said that you guys are using the same trays and buckets and everything and posting it on Instagram, and it makes it look like you're making seeds out of that facility, and you should be careful because someone will call the med. And my point to all of this shit is, fuck you, you fucking meddling, dumb fucking piece of shit. Why the fuck do you even call and fucking bring up the MMED and fucking potentially say that's a possibility that something like that might fucking happen. So if it's not you, someone else might be doing it or whatever the fuck it is. And then, oh, I never said that shit. So with that said, no, there's not a giant beef between me and Top Dog. I don't fuck with him. I don't want to fuck with him. He's not my friend. And it was fucking foolish as shit for him to come on there and fucking mention the MMED and on a phone call, because you know I'm going to get on this fucking program, give you dipshit of the day. And yes, you are honorary dipshit of the day. I'll probably put your picture on there forever for some stupid shit like that. But regardless, that's why I don't like fucking Top Dog. It's not a huge story. Do I actually believe Top Dog is a real live certified snitch? No, I don't. No, I don't at all. I don't believe he's going to call the Med. Even if he did, it wouldn't fucking matter. I laughed about the whole fucking thing. But the fact that you even bring the Med up into a phone conversation earns you dipshit of the day. So fuck that. All right, moving on. Like I said, I'm not in a good fucking mood the past couple of days. But I am excited for 100. All right, everybody? So let's do some cool shit. Let's turn this program around just a little bit. All right. Let's talk about Caesar. Give me a person out of the chat. Anybody, Twitch or what? We're gonna spin the wheel, spin for some free shit real quick.
Let's see. Dutchins official.
Let me bring up the wheel spins.
And what's this? Twitch.
Wheel spins. Here we go. All right, so I'm going to spin this wheel in Duchess something on Twitch. If it lands on whatever, I will give you 6-pack or 12-pack. All right, everybody? So there's also zonks on here. There's nothing. There's a chance of nothing, but we're just going to go for it, and we'll probably do this every 3, 4, 5 minutes. So keep watching the show. You have a chance. There's a whole bunch of shit we're giving away today. Grower's Choice Lights, Rare Dank Newts, Dark Horse seed packs. Caesar's got some stuff he wants to give away. All kinds of shit. But before I spin this wheel, I didn't even mention this. I did something special for 100. I went ahead on the C-Bazaar, on premium and regular. Anybody who's watching this show, unannounced promotion, unannounced special, right now for the next 4 hours, 50% off any Dark Horse seeds celebrating 100. I can only do it for 4 hours because you guys will clean me the fuck out. But next 4 hours, use promo code 100 for 50% off all Dark Horse seeds. A Dark Horse category only. No one else on C-Bazaar, just Dark Horse. But yeah, you got 4 hours. Go for it. 50% off. Go ham. We don't ever do shit like this. So if you're into something, now would be the time to grab that pack of Bruce Banner. All right. Here we go. Wheel spin four. What was her name? Duchess?
Duchess. Miss Duchess Official, I believe.
Good luck. That is a free 12-pack. Free 12-pack. So, Duchess, what I need you to do is send me an email to darkhorsegeneticslive@gmail.com. In the subject line, you're going to tell me I won the wheel spin, and you're going to tell me which pack of seeds you want. I will try to accommodate. If you want to look at the C-Bazaar, see what's in stock, go ahead. But I'll let you pick it, and I'll try to accommodate. If I don't have it, then I'm going to send you something else. But congratulations, you won. All right, moving forward, let's go to Name That Tune. You guys ready for Name That Tune? Who wants to win? This is going to be hard on Caesar and I because the studio is malfunctioning and we have no audio. We can't hear shit in our headphones except for each other. So I can't hear the music. But I will play it, and we're just going to look for the first person in chat, either one, to give us the name of this song is going to win a free pack of seeds. Are you ready? All right, here we go. Name that tune.
Which one's first?
The first one on that list I gave you.
Okay.
Sorry, hold on. Here we go. Name this tune.
Son of a gun.
Any of them, all of them. It's not Celine Dion.
You'll see both coming out.
Yeah. This one's a little harder. Brother Weed, right? No, one swan song. One swan song. There's me. Okay. Yeah. There we go. One swan song. You won. You are so vain. Carly Simon. Good job. There's a lot of people that got this shit. I thought I was going to be tricking some people with this shit, but you're so vain. You won. Send me an email. Same rules apply. darkhorsegeneticslive@gmail.com. It's in the scrolling ticking bar on the bottom of the screen. If you don't know, everyone who wins the scrolling ticker bar right now on the bottom of your screen is the email that you email to win free shit. Got it? Okay. Let's do another song. You guys ready? Let's do this one dedicated to Twitch. Make it easier on Caesar. Dedicated to Twitch. This one is fucking easy, by the way. This one's easy. But all right, Twitch only. You ready, Caesar? Go. Oh, wait. It's muted. Let me redo this. All right. Go. D-W-O-K. Dwok? D-W-O-K? Whatever. Dwok? Dwok, sir. Heard it through the grapevine. You are the winner. It was easy. I told you. Heard it through the grapevine. Dwok, send me an email. darkhorsetheextlive@gmail.com. Tell me what seed pack you want. If I can give it to you, I will. All right. We have one more, and this one goes out to YouTubers. YouTubers only, please. All right. Last name that tune. Ready?
What platform?
YouTube only. Go. Neff. So a little laggage going on, but Neff one, Mr. Neff, YouTube, N-E-F-N-E-W-F-I-L-E-I-E. Okay, it's far away for me to read. But Neff, you are the winner, sir. We're not going to take it. Twisted Sister, no, we are not going to take it. All right. Okay, what the fuck do I want to move on to next? Caesar, do you want to announce your raffle thing?
Yeah, let me announce it right now so I can get it built up. Let's see. So right now, I still have to sort through the seeds, but this is one of the Spritzer Femmes. This is going to be the Blue Zoo number 15 crossed to Spritzer. So right now, if you are a Seed Bazaar premium member, there is a SKU under the TH Caesar's the TH Caesar section. You'll be able to see that there's a NY Seeds raffle. It's $20 raffle ticket. Every seed from this entire pheno of Blue Zoo, you will get.
You give them all the beans.
The entire bean. It's like, I'd rather give it to somebody versus throw it out. This isn't one of the phenos that I selected to keep to move forward with, but what do I do with it? Like, let it go bad? I'd rather give it to somebody.
So yeah, let's raffle it. I like it.
Yeah, so this is going to be quite a bit of seeds. There's a decent amount of weed for me to go through right there. So it's going to be at least 100 seeds. At least 100 seeds of feminized Spritzer crosses. This is going to be the first time that I release it to the public. And this is going to be the only one that I release to the public. Everything else is going to be going through testing, and then the rest is going to be released around winter 2022. So let's just say around Christmas and New Year's or something like that. So this is the only chance right now to get this, and we'll announce a winner about the end of the episode.
Premium members only? Oh, you want to announce a winner at the end of the episode, huh?
I want to try and see, yeah. Look through the orders and see who came through and announce a winner by the end of the episode. So this is going to be a very limited amount of time. You go through the Seed Bazaar Premium. Again, I'll say it again. Seed Bazaar Premium side, go look under the TH Caesar section. You'll see NY Seeds Raffle. $20 raffle ticket will get you all the seeds from this Blue Zoo number 15 to Spritzer.
That's actually pretty good odds considering we're only on for about an hour and you got to be live watching. So, yeah, go try it. $20 gets you a pretty good shot
and
at
all the
Caesar's whole bag of seeds.
And all the seeds go towards the channel. I don't profit off of it, so it all goes towards whatever the hell we need to make the channel better for the next 100.
Yeah, right. All right, give me another person from chat and I'm going to wheel spin again real quick. Who you got?
Let's see. I picked Twitch last time. I'll do YouTube this time. Let's see. Brooklyn Flower Power Garden.
Brooklyn Flower Power Garden. Been here a long time, probably since one of the first episodes, man. Appreciate you here every single week. A lot of you guys here every single week. Appreciate you guys. But let's go, Brooklyn. Let's get you some free shit. That's a zonk, but I love Brooklyn. I'm giving him free shit anyway. All right, you won nothing, but since Jason loves you, darkhorsegeneticslive@gmail.com, and you are a loyal but true listener, sir, so tell me what pack you want, dude. I'll send it to you. Happy 100 Brooklyn Flower Power. All right, let's go on to... What do we want to give away? Actually, I got something. What in the actual fuck? I want to go to what in the actual fuck. Last time we did this, this is a throwback to the very last what in the actual fuck. But here we go.
What the actual fuck did you just say to me right now?
Oh, wrong button. There it is. $50 pounds. Last time we did this shit, yes. Last time we did this shit, we were bitching about $600 pounds. And I said, what in the actual fuck? $600 pounds? Wholesale? Like, are people crazy? Guess what? The race to the bottom has made it to 50. This isn't even a joke. In Colorado right now, there is a company called, I don't even want to shout them out, fuck them. There's a company called Fucking Asshole that has 3,000 pounds at $50 a pound. And you can buy it right now and smoke all the boof you'd ever want.
You got to buy all 3,000?
Probably. But,
that's probably the catch.
Yeah, I don't know. There's $50 fucking pounds in the world right now. Can you fucking believe this bullshit? I thought when we did What in the Actual Fuck at 600, we would be like...
That's got to be wholesale.
That's you know, that's going to be the bottom of the barrel when we finally get to the point where people can't make money on this shit.
That's wholesale.
This is a race to everyone going out of business. And if this actually is going to be the thing around here, then... Fuck, we'll be out of business. Like, this is not sustainable. This is stupid. And this is what desperate people do to try to save, you know, make payroll one more time before they go out of fucking business type of shit. And, yeah, I don't know. It's just, what a fucking, good God, $50 a pound. Takes a fucking third of the year to grow. It takes over 100 days to grow this shit, and you're giving away for $50 per pound. Like, what do you pay your trimmers? Like, $1 a pound? $10 a pound? Like, I guess you don't pay trimmers. You probably just...
Twist it.
Run it through a Green Bros twister or some shit like that or whatever. Fuck if I know. But anyway, fucking... All right, let's move away from that. Like I say, more depressing news. Let's go happy. How about... let's talk about... This isn't happy. I don't know why I want to talk about this, but this is the title of the show. I was scammed by a lawyer. So let's talk about what the fuck is happening right now. I hope we have any lawyer friends out there. Maybe you can help me. Hit me up an email or something, because this is some fucked up shit I'm going through at the moment. So, without really naming too many names, because it's fucking lawyers and shit, little scumbaggy fucking sue-happy little fucking bill collector type lawyers, but yeah, so I'm getting scammed, 100% scammed by a real-life bar-certified attorney, whatever the fuck, like, so what's going on? So, as you guys probably know, some of you probably know, Dark Horse Genetics is a like a flower facility, and we also have a MIP lab in the back. You want to turn off the... Oh, that's my phone. Sorry. All your raffle ticket purchases are cha-ching, cha-ching, throwing me off. Now it's off. All right. So, yeah, what's going on is Dark Horse, we have a lab in the back. In the back, we basically use a processing agreement with the DAB. And the DAB makes rosin. It's more like Sappy Brands is the company. They make rosin, and they utilize our lab during that processing agreement. And during that course of business, you need to send your material off for testing. And Sappy sent their material off to testing to this company called Bonafide Labs. Bonafide Labs. Fuck you. Bonafide Labs, who clearly is either hired a scumbag lawyer on purpose or doesn't understand QuickBooks or how to do any fucking bookkeeping, or they're just literally trying to break the law. But I'll explain. So the labs were sent off to Bonafide. They tested them. They sent back the results. And then as of... December this year, or last year, I guess January this year, I get served sent a letter for a demand for payment for like $15,000 for this lab to Dark Horse Genetics. And I'm like, what the fuck? I don't use this lab. Who the fuck is this lab? So I went to the hash lab. I'm like, is this you guys? Like, yeah, that's us. So I'm like, oh, no problem. So then I give it to them. Their lawyers handle it. Their lawyers call them and they say, hey, we'll settle this. So they settled their dispute of their whatever their bill. They paid it out, settled it. That was in May. 2 weeks later, after they settled, because they explained to them, hey, don't bill Dark Horse, bill Sappy, because Sappy is the one that's doing the work, and they pay the bill on it, and they're just using Dark Horse's license. Don't invoice Dark Horse anymore, just invoice us. We got it from here. Sounds pretty simple, right? If you run Bonafide, you'd be like, okay, got it. All we got to do is invoice Sappy, they pay the bill. So what happens? Right after they settle their bill with the Sappy guys, 2 weeks later, they sue Dark Horse for $15,000 again for the very same invoices they just settled with Sappy. And they pretend that they don't understand that the agreement has a processing agreement along with it, and that because it's in my license name that I have to pay $15,000. When I tell their attorney for the past 6 months that you are billing me for Sappy's invoices. Sappy's already paid you. These invoices we went over with their attorney, with a comb, explaining they're the same invoice numbers. Like, it's the same bill. You've already been paid. You've already settled it. But now you're trying to double dip and recollect from me on every single invoice from a tenant of mine? You're insane. So then I went to, this is why I'm fucking pissed. So then I went to, the guy said, well, I don't understand your agreement or your relationship between the two of you. The invoice or the labs were in your license number. So we're going to continue suing you for the lawsuit. We're doing a continuance. We'll continue to sue you. They illegally served me twice by sending me priority mails instead of using a process server. They sent the service to Jack Hulk. That's not even a fucking person. Then, like I say, when we called them up and tried to explain to them for the 100th time that these invoices that they're trying to collect on were already paid and settled by my tenant, and you can't bill me for this because you've already been paid, called their management, told their lawyer, told Sappy's lawyer. Sappy's lawyer this morning told me, yeah, this should be resolved, and I'm told last night about 7 p.m. they're actually continuing the case and you need to get up at 7:30 this morning and be in virtual court. So I got up at 7:30 this fucking morning after 4 hours of sleep, put on my fucking collared shirt, click connect to the court, and with all my documents ready to roast this scumbag lawyer who is clearly continuing to try to push this shit. And what happens? 20 minutes go by, 30 minutes go by, the screen just stays dark, there's music playing, nothing ever connects. It's not connecting. It's like there is not virtual court. Turns out court was in person. So I missed court this morning in person because the attorney told me it was virtual court, sent me a fucking link, and I clicked on the link and sat there like a dipshit for fucking an hour and a half staring at a blank screen when the actual court case was happening downtown Denver. So any lawyers out there that want to help me go roast a motherfucker, give me a call. Because this is the shit, man. This is the shit. This is why I fucking have gray hair. And this makes no fucking sense. And I'm getting scammed by a real lawyer who clearly understands he's double dipping on invoices and he's trying to pull it off anyway because either Bonafide cannot keep track of paid invoices and settlements that they've been through, or they're just clearly trying to commit fraud and double dip on every single fucking invoice. Fuck you, Bonafide Labs. Eat a dick. All right, and let's get happy. Moving forward. All right, let's do another wheel spin. Give me another person, Cease.
Which platform?
Whatever it was you didn't do last time.
I did both.
I don't care. Pick one. Just pick somebody. Give me somebody.
All right. Back to Twitch this time. Somebody in Twitch. Flammulated Owl.
Flammulated Owl. You've won shit on here before. I remember the name. Another good listener. Good luck, sir. Six pack. Free six pack. That'll be a lemon line. Tell me any lemon line strain you want, and you will get it if I have it. DarkHorseGeneticsLive@gmail.com. Send me an email. Flammulated Owl. And you got more free shit from this show. All right, everybody. Let's play a guessing game. Everybody down for a guessing game? How many seeds game? I got to adjust this camera, I think. How am I going to do this? Actually, I'll just do it like this. How many seeds are in this here bin? Turn that over. That's all I'm giving you. Put your numbers in the chat. This might take a minute and this is going to be a clusterfuck. Put your numbers in the chat. I'll go high low with you. We'll go high low. Caesar, you got the number? Put your numbers in the chat. Way higher than 235. Way higher. We're talking thousands, boys and girls.
Thank you for the gifts, Duchess.
2,500 higher. 2,500 is higher. Maybe we should get some music for this.
Price is Right. The mountain climber music.
Yeah, I wish I had it. It's regular old Price is Right. 2756 higher, 7538 lower, 53 lower, 5313 lower, 3377 higher, 3597 higher. Holy fuck, this is gonna be hard. We're getting no one. 4200 is close. Wild card, you're in the ballpark. 4200, you're within.
Oh, somebody's close. Somebody's in. The,
what you got?
I saw
what 47.
Number? 47. I saw 47.
You saw 47 is real smoking hot. 4700 is real smoking hot.
Yep.
Still watching. We might miss it because there's so many goddamn. 4737 is real hot, but not quite there. Higher? Yeah, that's too low. I mean, you need higher. 4787 is too high. 4775 is just too high. You see it? It's hard to pick
if
this out.
If you said that you got it, I'm sorry. It's going to be the first one we see because people are spamming.
Yeah. Holy shit. This is a bad idea. 4780 is too high.
4777
is too low.
4779 almost got it.
4779 is too high. It's within 10, you guys.
Somebody got it within 1.
Who?
I'm out, second.
We're looking for it. 477 is too high. You guys got it down to like 5 now. 472.
I see it.
Who
somebody said it.
Who got
Cap, Carpo.
Carpo. Okay, the game is over. Thank fucking God. The game is over. 4773 Carpo, right?
Yeah.
All right. I'll tag we'll let the lag YouTube. Catch up because it's going to keep spamming numbers for fucking 2 minutes. But it was 4,777 in Carpo. Pick the number with a little help from Price is Right High Low Game.
4773.
All right, 4773. Okay. That's a wrap. Carpo, send me an email to Jason at, I'm sorry, what the fuck, not Jason, to darkhorsegeneticslive@gmail.com. Scrolling across the bottom of your screen is also where it is, but tell me what you want, and I would try to give it to you. Let me know what game you won, too, when you're emailing me, guys. Yeah, let me know exactly what game you won so I can verify it's you. All right. Let's see. I wanted to take a moment and... talk about favorite moments from the first 100 episodes. I don't really have any clips or anything, but I'm springing this on you, C's. What off the top of your head is your absolute favorite moment from the first 100 episodes of Dark Horse Live? Do you have a favorite moment?
Favorite moment for the first 100? Moment, no. Interview, yes. I don't know about a specific moment. But
who is your favorite guest?
Definitely Todd McCormick.
Yeah, I would say McCormick was like the most, my jaw had ever hit the fucking floor. I was just like, is this dude talking about smoking weed on airplanes and having the first like med card? And yeah, dude smoked cannabis. If you don't know the Todd McCormick shows, go check him out, guys. He talks about smoking cannabis on KLM flight from Amsterdam to Denver. And when he landed at customs, he pulled out his pound of weed and with his prescription written pot card well before any of this shit existed. And they let him fucking walk. And he recorded the shit. It is the most baller shit I've ever heard. But yeah, that was fun. I like the... I don't know if people like this one or not, but I like the one that I did, the scavenger hunt.
People mentioned that one.
Remember when I, like... Yeah, I don't
the
know if people remember this.
Scavenger hunt.
Yeah, where I, like, made them jump around and play, like, a weird game of, like, Morse code to get to the hidden secret stream and the first 5 people to crack through won free shit. Like, that took me a good long minute to set up, even though it was a simple game, but I had to go from... 1-800 numbers to fuck. I don't like go to IG page to go to a website to, you know, like it was a bounce around thing. I really like that one. I really like the ones where Hoodoo came down and with the Daz and they like were spitting on the seeds and like Hoodoo's pulling out like finger bones or whatever the fuck. Like that shit
oh,
was
that,
just
the Stanley was probably one of my favorites.
The Stanley was a good one, I think. When that was a shout out to Daz because Daz really did all that with his drop special, but yeah, we put on costumes like Ghostbusters, ran out on the Stanley, fucking, like, took control of that place. We didn't actually rent the whole Stanley, but you'd have thought we did because there was nobody in that bitch. Nobody was even working there. We were running around all over the place doing whatever the fuck we wanted, hunting ghosts, cracking each other up. But, yeah, I liked, I say, people seem to like the drama episodes, the ones where there's something going on, like Oni, or when we talked about the ABCs of Fake Seeds is probably the number one video on YouTube for us. I don't know what our number one video is. I bet it's ABCs of Fake Seeds. The one that I think is probably the most information I've ever dropped in all 100 episodes was, I think, the second episode, which is how to start a dispensary.
Yeah.
Like, I just sat there with a chalkboard, and Ted talked that bitch up, and it's probably boring. Because I was bad at podcasting at the time, but it's, I mean, I'm not great now. But at the same time, like, I don't know. That one I spit out exactly what you need to do. And it's probably what I should be charging people consulting fucking $100,000 to tell them that kind of shit. But I just told you what you need to do to go through every stupid fucking hoop there is. And there's a lot of stupid fucking hoops. But yeah, I don't know. What's up in the chat, everybody? Let us know. What you liked. Perpetual episode, great. Perpetual episode was a good one too. I think people like that one. I like to think that I like help someone grow better with the first 100 episodes. I hope that I help you guys grow better in some way. You learned something, just something small. I know there's a lot of good growers in here, but hopefully you learned something in all these interviews and all the tips and tricks that we tried to divulge. But yeah, I would like to think that the one where it's like the perpetual episode is like, man, if they can scrub all these episodes off YouTube, I don't give a fuck. Please leave that one up, because that one really teaches people how to be self-sustainable, like how to, you know, not go buy shit dispensary weed for the rest of your life. So people like the Chem Dog episode. That was a big episode. AJ Sauer.
ABCs.
Yeah, the ABCs, the fake C's that you're talking about. Yeah. Everyone seemed to like that one. Yeah, that was a big one.
Still get random DMs about it. Just seen your episode about the ABCs. Thank you for not. You know, yeah.
That's also, just so you know, the ABCs of fake C's cost us our Instagram account, an 87,000-person Instagram account. 100%. As soon as we did that episode, we started getting bombarded and taken down.
Speaking of, my Instagram account went down this morning. I got deleted this morning.
Your Instagram account got deleted at the Stanley Hotel, too. Remember? It was at the end of that episode. You lost your account.
So, and I got it right back. How many, fucking ghosts.
I was going to say, how many accounts have you lost in the first 100 episodes?
Two or three.
Including Dark Horse? Dark Horse
That's
went
not
down.
My fault.
Yeah, well, it was. I guess it is my fault. We infuriated the white labelers, dude. Like, they were like, how dare this dude fucking break the fifth wall or whatever. Like, telling everybody all the fucking way Europe sells seeds with a bunch of fucking bullshit, rename, whatever. Yeah. All right, what else we have in this here list of shit I have today? Let's do another wheel spin. Give me another person. See, guest game.
Twitch, so let's do YouTube this time.
What the actual somebody fuck? I got some rare dank news to give away. We got a grower's choice to give away.
Oh,
still.
I got all that rare dank shit.
Yep, we're going to give that away. Name that tune is done. Sorry, I got to cross off my list. All right, let me adjust this camera for free shit. Or for wheel spins. I don't know what I did, but
somebody said the lag is real.
I broke it. I'm sure it is. One thing about the 100 episodes of this show is it's been fucking clusterfucky the entire time. For some reason, this iMac started out great, and all of a sudden, it's a fucking steaming pile of shit when it comes to trying to record an interview.
Segue to my comment about getting these seeds, because all proceeds that are going towards the raffle go towards the channel.
We need a dope new computer. We need something that, like,
help us get a new computer. If you get these seeds, get enough raffle tickets. I just changed the price for people that did get charged shipping. I lowered the price. So
I forgot about the shipping.
Yeah, it's going to be $20 with shipping, so it's $10 per ticket, and then the shipping will be $10, so it'll be $20. So people that did get charged.
Could have took that off, my bad. But either way,
you're good. I hooked it up on the raffle. Gotcha. Much that I'm counting right now.
All right. So did you give me a person? We spin it?
I'm sorry. I was supposed to look for somebody. Let's see. This is going to be YouTube. Eileen.
Just straight Eileen? All right, Eileen. This is for you.
Eileen,
good luck.
Jero.
It is a free 10 pack. It's probably 12. We'll call it a 12. I don't really have 10s at the moment.
10 would be like double lemon or...
We could do that, whatever. I'll call it a 12. You just tell me what you want, Eileen, because it is 100 and we are going to make it whatever you want, as long as I have it. Tell me whatever you want, man, if you are a woman, and I will hook it up. I will give it to you. That's what we're doing all day today. By the way, promo code 100 on thecbazaar.com. Premium and regular, 50% off for the next 3.5 hours now.
Dark Horse Genetic Seeds only.
Dark Horse Genetic Seeds only. All right, everybody, let's do the... Do you have the newts on you?
They're in the car.
Okay, I have a picture. Let's do it like this.
I could go run downstairs.
I think I have it. I just want to make sure I know what we're giving away. This one has to be Colorado only, because I'm not sending like 40 pounds of newts through the mail. And definitely not to across the world. But let me go... here. I could show it on this here interwebs. There you go. That's nuts. It's the veg and blue?
Yeah, it's all that.
Is it and the base?
It's all three of those.
Okay, I thought it was just veg and blue. Okay, so we have donated actually by Growers Choice at GrowGen. Rojan hooks it up all the time, and they gave this to me, and it doesn't really fit with our program. We actually gave it to my boy Kirby. Doesn't really fit with my program or his program, so said, fuck it, let's give this shit away on Dark Horse Live. I haven't used it. I know Scott, and Scott has one of the most beautiful facilities in all of Colorado. It is beautiful, and he grows good weed, and if he put out a nutrient line, I'm sure he didn't just stick his fucking logo on this. I am sure Scott has his dirty fingerprints all over this recipe. So I'm not going to bullshit you. I've never tried it. But if you want this and you are in Colorado, how the hell am I going to give this away? I have to probably do this through email.
Definitely do it through email and then have a local meetup or something.
Yeah, it'll be a local meetup situation. I might even
meet
be able to
just at lunch.
Might even be able to give you like a joint or something. Didn't say that. TOS. But maybe we'll go to lunch. Anyway, man, lunch and some nukes, man. How about that? That's a fucking deal.
Just make sure you bring some good flour.
All right, so who wants to win this? The way you're going to do this one, you're going to send an email to darkhorsegeneticslive@gmail.com. And please, 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 Colorado residents only who are willing to drive to Denver, Colorado to pick it up and meet and have lunch and get some nukes. Send an email in the subject line, write, what do you want?
Ghost Train Haze.
Ghost Train Haze, one of Scott's ultimate gems.
Love that.
Ghost Train Haze in the subject line. You must be from Colorado or willing to drive all the way to Colorado to pick up these three jugs of nukes and have lunch with me and probably see them.
Three jugs of nukes.
How big are they? They're like, you know.
They're probably like a
good old tub.
Yay big.
Yeah.
Definitely a decent size.
Bigger than a tub of butter, but like not giant, not 5 gallons. All right, there's that, and I have an ad read. Let's talk about, we're jumping all over the place, but I have a grower's choice. This is probably the biggie of the night. Biggest giveaway that we're going to do. I'm sure you want one of these. I have 130 of them, and they're fucking amazing. I really do like them. We've started to finally have enough time under my belt to, like, say I've used these a little bit, and I like them a lot, dude. These lights are good.
Colin likes the way they look. I like the way they look in the room so far.
Room's
the,
like
the
yeah,
weed looks nice.
We finally changed our whole facility. Our whole facility is now Grower's Choice LED. It took me a minute to get each room done. As we harvested, we would change lights out, and perpetually we have to do it room by room. But now the entire thing is, and I can tell you that like I'm seeing noticeable change immediately off the 315 to the LED. I'm just like, holy shit. But here, this is the ROI E720, and I have an ad read. Please tell them about your raffle one more time while I look it up.
So, yes, for people, I see everybody's entries coming in for the raffle right now, but this is going to be for the Sin City Seed Blue Zoo to Canarado Spritzer. These are going to be the fems that I've made. I got a bunch of these in front of me right now, but this specific one is going to be the one that I'm going to give away to somebody in the chat. Gonna give it to somebody by the end of the episode. So go to, if you're a Seed Bazaar premium member, this is pretty much how you have access to it. Go to the TH Caesars section. You'll see NY Seeds raffle. It's gonna be $10 a raffle ticket with shipping. It's gonna be $20 per ticket. That's your chance at getting all the seeds that
probably down to the last like 20 minutes now or something. So yeah, get in the last moments here. You have a shot at taking Caesar's whole bag of beans home.
Yep. Help us get a new computer or something.
So Grower's Choice has been a great sponsor of this program the entire time that we've done it. Let's see, real quick, they just wanted to bring it up that apparently this is really happening, these energy rebates. Energy companies have been given grants that they need to be distributed before year's end, and many are offering crazy savings and rebate coast to coast. Grower's Choice have thousands of dollars in rebates for commercial facilities using Grower's Choice LEDs in states like Colorado, Michigan, Oregon, California, New Mexico, and Oklahoma. If you're interested, shoot us an email at rebates@growers.com. GROWERS.com. Once again, rebates@growers.com. I have a feeling that might be a typo, and it should be Grower SC.
You're exposing me.
Ooh, I'm exposed. That means my camera broke.
Oh, man.
But,
I'm exposed.
Anyway, so that's Grower's Choice. If you want to win this light, you're going to have to. Let's go here.
Can you lower the volume on the music, please? They said.
I didn't even realize that was fucking playing. Wait. It's not now. Sorry. To win this, I didn't realize there was music playing the whole time. Sorry if that was horrible podcast audio. So when that light, this is how we're going to do it. You're going to have to send an email to darkhorsegeneticslive@gmail.com. Caesar, you're on the screen behind brick wall now. Tell them what they got to do to win it. What's the subject line got to be?
What are they
winning? You also got to, let's make them follow. I'll double check it. You got to tell me your IG or...
Smash that like button.
Yeah, first you got to smash the like button. First you got to subscribe. Then you got to fucking like follow Grower's Choice and follow Dark Horse Genetics. Sound fair? And tell us your IG or whatever the hell you are. And or if you send us a screenshot, if you subbed at YouTube or whatever. Show us some kind of fucking subscription, subbage, likeage, love, and you're qualified, okay?
I see some people smashing the like button.
But yeah, in the... in the email, darkhorsegeneticslive@gmail.com, in the subject line, you wanted to write what to win this light?
Exposed.
Exposed. Caesar's exposed on his green screen. Exposed, all right? Exposed. And we're going to pick probably the 200th person.
Perthin.
Probably the 200th person, like last week. All right, I only plug my camera in and see if I can come back to the show.
People are asking about the 4th of July orders.
Okay, yeah, 4th of July. Sorry, everybody. I literally just finished them today. There was a lot, and I printed them all out, and I actually was understaffed at the time. And I just finished them today, and they all just went to the post office. So you should all have your tracking number, but you're probably wondering why I didn't update for a day or two, and you're like, what the fuck? That's because I had a mountain of them and I hadn't even made it to the post office yet, but just got it done today. I haven't even sent the winners their shit, so don't feel bad for everyone who's waiting on the free pack. It's just been, honestly fucking crazy around here for the past, I would say, month and a half.
Summer so far?
Month and a half, yeah, pretty much summer. Like, it's been fucking crazy. I don't even know why or what, but I don't know.
Since you got back from...
Pretty much since I came back from Hawaii, it's been nothing but like... Go, nonstop, and I don't know. I can't take fucking vacations, man. All right, I think we've made it through most of the shit on the show I have on my list. Give me one more person for a spin.
I did Twitch. I did YouTube, so let me do Twitch this time. the Discreet Collective.
Discreet Collective on Twitch. You're up. Good luck. It don't matter. They're both six. Free six on each side. All right. Free six pack, dude. That'd be anything Lemon Line. If you want anything from our Lemon Line, go to our website. It has most of them listed there. Send me an email, darkhorsegeneticslive@gmail.com. Tell me what you want, what game you won, wheel spin in this case, and we'll get you hooked up. All right. We have a few minutes left. Is there any questions anybody wants to ask about the first 100 episodes? And Caesar, you have anything you want to talk about? Before I guess we do you pick your winner, but I'll say this before we start questions.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to thank all the sponsors of the program of the first 100 episodes, not just the sponsor of this current year. Big shout out to Illuminar. Illuminar sponsored us with a bunch of equipment, and I don't think he loved being replaced by Grower's Choice as a sponsor, but Grower's Choice came in and said, yeah, buddy, here's the big bucks. So, actually, not bucks, but lights, shit ton of lights. But regardless, shout out to Illuminar Lighting. They were always really cool to us, have still really cool to us. Shout out to Scott at Illuminar. Shout out to Floriflex. Floriflex hooked up the whole warehouse with a massive upgrade. And like I say, I don't know that we shout out Floriflex enough. Floriflex was really, really cool to us. They have no reason at all. I literally made a post on my IG right before I lost it. They would have never done it with my account now with 11,000. When we had like 87,000, I just wrote a post like, hey, Floriflex, we're dope as shit. You should hook us up. And they actually did. So, yeah, shout out Floriflex. I appreciate it. Grower's Choice, obviously. Shout out Grower's Choice, who sponsored the whole year this year. Every episode for a whole year was Grower's Choice. So shout out Grower's Choice, massive sponsorship. And the newest, technically, sponsor, Autopot. I don't know if Daz is here or not. Shout out to Daz in the chat. Sure. Yeah, but I don't know if I'm obligated or required to be doing this, but I just want to anyway, because the Dark Owl situation / Night Owl warehouse, hemp warehouse seed thing we have cooking up, there's a whole shit ton of Autopots, and they hooked it up like a big old promotion. So not promotion, but what's the word I'm looking for? Donation. I think they almost half the shit was on the house. So I appreciate them. Yeah, so shout out to all the sponsors for the entire program. Shout out to Stone Ninja, whose fucking outro we've used 100 times. Never gave him a dollar. Really haven't given the dude a dollar. But he was also, as I see on the credits of this show, he's been an inspiration to doing live streams. I never in a million years thought I would do live streams, especially like a 40-year-old man doing live streams. I thought it was a fucking joke. But the world's changed a little bit, and I've grown comfortable behind a microphone and on the internet, which is really strange to me. It took 100 episodes, but I'm not that weirded out to come do these now. But a lot of that's in large part to Ninja kind of pushing me forward and giving us the dopest outro song ever. Shout out to Winnebago Man. I don't know you, but you crack me up every single fucking week with the world's best intro of all fucking time. And yeah, I don't know. We don't have any rights to that. Please don't sue me. But I found it. I like it. I love it. And I know everyone out there fucking, it sets the mood for the show. Usually we're having fun on this show, fucking around. And it feels like work when you watch Winnebago Man. You're like, that's what work was like. And now it's time to kick back and watch a little Dark Horse Live. Shout out to, shit, man, all the guests. I can't even think of, like, there's no way I can name them all. But all the guests we've probably had. We've had 100 episodes. We probably have 80 guests. Like, most of these shows are interview shows. But shout out to all the guests who've come on here, who've come out of their shell a little bit on here. Not everybody really, like, is that, I don't know, I forget that people are very nervous when they come on. I remember the very first time I ever did the Adam Dunn Show podcast, I was terrified to come and talk and put headphones on and do a radio show or a podcast or a program. I was like, this is weird as shit. And I forget that people who come here for the first time and sit down, that's why we ask them, what's your favorite, or what's the first time you smoke cannabis? It's a warm-up question. It's just like, relax. Let's just have a chat. Let's just talk. Tell me your history. Tell me your story, man. But yeah, shout out to all the guests. I really appreciate you. There's literally not paid. There's no reason for you to come on here. And yeah, we appreciate you for logging in during the pandemic and doing it and coming in person when you show up at the studio that we built. All right, man. Like I said, any questions in the chat, go ahead and fire them off. I probably missed them if there were. And Caesar, I think it's time. You should probably award your winner.
All right.
How are you going to do it? You have any certified way? You're just going to blind?
You're going to give me a number.
I'm going to give you a number?
You're
okay.
You're going to give me a number.
That sounds somewhat fair.
All right, let me just double check. So this is your last chance. Get your raffle going. I'm literally going to look right now and start refreshing. After like the next minute or two, I'm going to disable it.
Okay, last chance.
I'm refreshing right now. I don't see no more orders. All right, I'm going to disable it.
All right, she's over. I know there's a lag, so either way, it won't let you buy it now because it's disabled. But we're going to pick a winner of Caesar's big old bag of beans. What pH do you run in your Pro Mix, sir? I like pH around 6, too. But I don't like pH the Pro Mix. I pH the newts in the water, whatever.
All right, no more.
I want them Joe's Lemonade F2s. I want them bad.
All right, so.
I don't know if I have any more is the problem, or I would say you can have some.
With the F2s?
Yeah. I think they're long, long gone. Yep. I love how blunt you are. Stay blunt. I appreciate it. My bluntness has got me in trouble many fucking times. Many fucking times. And honestly, I feel like I have turned into a bit of an old curmudgeon in the past 30, 60 days. So, I don't know what it is. I need to stay young, stay happy, and just speak what's on my mind, I guess. It's got me this far.
All right, so number from 1 through 29.
1 through 29?
Yes.
I like 23 for the great Michael Jordan. Myco Jordan. Number 23.
I have my winner.
Who is your winner?
I don't know if you want me to say their name, but let me just look through.
Order number.
Order number, okay.
And maybe initials.
Initials would be M.A.
M.A. You're a winner with the order number that we're looking up right now. Check your emails. That'll have an order number attached to your email.
7639.
7639. Order number 7639 with initials M.A. just won Caesar's big old bag of beans. Congratulations. Not Iverson? No, man. Michael Jordan. All right, guys. We gave away a shit ton of shit. We've always given away a shit ton of shit.
These are going to an interesting state, so I'm happy about that. Okay. Okay.
But yeah, like I said, it's been cool to give away tons of stuff over, well over 100 packs. I mean, we've probably given out shit, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 worth of free shit on this show, if you want to talk MSRPs. But yeah, like I say, it's all love. And I think it's, you know, help Dark Horse, help the brand, help, you know, the show, and help the audience grow. And like I said, one of my weird goals in life has become to try to get a YouTube silver play button, whatever the fuck. We are so fucking far away from that. But I will announce this, is I think the channel might be morphing just a little bit in the future. We're going to continue to do Dark Horse Live. There's a chance it might not be as weekly. It might be spaced out a little bit more. But what I'd like to do is do more edited stuff, where maybe we go in and kind of edit like some grow tutorial type stuff, and we do adventures like the Stanley Hotel, some travel bloggy kind of stuff. So I'm not going to say there's Dark Horse Live is gone, but I would like to change or offer a little bit different content, I think, would be what we're going to potentially try to do. I know Daz is kind of coming out here, and shit, we have like 7 GoPros. I'd like to get in some adventures, film it, fuck around.
Time-lapse, that'd be nice.
Yeah, we could just do some fuck around a little bit of shit, but might get into more shorts. You know, everything doesn't have to be an hour. But yeah, subscribe if you're interested in watching our adventures and watching, hopefully making this channel grow. And one day we're going to have a silver fucking play button. I know it. I can feel it in my bones. We just got to get way, way, way better than we are now.
Just tell your friends, tell your friends, friends, tell your friends, moms, girls, friends, friends. Tell them to watch our channel. If anything, we shouldn't be as, you know, we got, what, 3,840,000 subscribers. It's, for 2.5 years, we should definitely have.
Yeah, we almost made it to 4K, and this was an organic channel that spawned out of nothing. So I love the 4K that is here. I can't really believe we got 4K, but I feel like we're going to snowball eventually at some point, as long as we keep her up and keep, you know, even make better content moving forward, or try to. Maybe make our studio a little bit better so it's not so laggy fuckery every single week. But yeah, once again, it's all love to everybody out there. This was a fun show. I actually am in a way better mood after giving away a bunch of free shit. Imagine that. It always works. All right, everybody. I think we're going to sign the fuck off. And yeah, man. Once again, it's all love. 100 episodes. You got anything before we sign off?
Not really, but to the next 100. I'll take a dab.
To the next 100. All right, everybody. Same bat time, same bat channel. Next week, dare I say? Maybe, probably, possibly.
Oh, this 100, you're going to have to pay us. Yeah, you're going to have to pay us for all this new hot content. Caesar thinks he
needs to get paid now. All right, everybody.
Hot content, hell yeah, for this fire we spitting. Peace.
Little pale gay fish, come sit on my shoulder today. Little gay parrot fish, sit on my shoulder today and make me a fried shrimpy dish with some soy sauce, baby. And as the beat drops, super, super fried, super fried egg roll, triple fry, fry rice, triple fry rice, baby. 2-for-1 egg roll, super triple fry rice, triple fry rice, baby. Don't forget the soy sauce. Chan, chan, chan.
There's my gay fish song, dudes. What?